Adi Wallace walks past a public theatre show recreating a play of Roman gods. He is approached by another Roman citizen.
Sawe, hello. I have noticed there are quite a few black Romans in Britain. What part of the Roman Empire are you all from?
Well, I am from the west of Africa, and my name is Adi Wallace. And yours?
My name is Salvius. Nice to meet you. What brings you here to Britain? This play? Theatre shows acting out classic stories are a popular form of fun and entertainment, far less violent than executions and animal fights.
No. Although this type of entertainment is less violent than the games, I have actually migrated here and I'm planning to become an auxiliary soldier. Maybe some experiences in guarding some forts or so will qualify me as a legionary. I hope the toilets are better there as well. Mine is a little pot in my kitchen and it does not have a pleasant smell.
Actually, to become a part of the legionaries, you have to be fit and of a certain age. Not to mention you actually have to be a Roman citizen. And toilets are probably worse. If you're going to join the army, I believe you're going to be interviewed, medically examined and given a letter of introduction.
Thank you. I should be off now. Wale, bye.
Wale, bye. After a few months, Adi Wallace was qualified to become an auxiliary soldier. It is now a guard at Hadrian's Wall.
Do you know why this wall was built? Seems quite important.
Yes, I believe it was built to control the northern frontier. The north is full of rebellious tribes. Before Hadrian's Wall, there was constant attacks from the Scottish tribes.
I left my home in West Africa to settle here in Britannia. It is cold, wet and damp here, where life is not always easy. I heard before Britain became part of the Roman Empire, people lived in small round settlements, but were skilled in their crafts, metalwork amongst other things.
I agree, but it used to be so primitive. No windows and the forts were just piles of wood or mud.
Compared to my homeland, Africa was warmer and drier. Life guarding the wall is not easy. However, I was sent some new socks and sandals to stay warm.
And I sent a letter inscribed on a wax tablet. Do you think I could become a legionary one day? They get paid well and a retired one has a fair good land, or maybe a centurion's position. Aquila, the Roman officer, I had a friend who used to be an artillery soldier who fired catapults. He is now dead, but...
We shouldn't lose focus. Pay attention.
You started it. Never mind. How about Boudicca? Have you heard how our Roman army stopped her rampage? How strategically we did it too. She burnt down London to the ground. It will be all bigger, however.
Didn't she die in battle? Some even say she poisoned herself.
Be quiet. Albanus is here.
Aquila, Adi Wallace. Why do all our names begin with an A?
15 years passed and Adi Wallace was now a Roman legionary. He meets his family on a short visit.
Father, we missed you. Please tell us what it's like in the Roman army.
Father, when will I join?
One at a time. Life was not easy and we marched for miles, carrying heavy kit. However, I have become a soldier of high rank, but I have come back with many plans for you all. Aelia, my daughter, it is time for you to get married. But Aelius, you are still young. You must learn how to run, swim and fight. And when you are the age of 20, you will also become a great soldier.
Your father has also brought you sheep knuckles to play with and wooden swords for you. I have also made you a new toga.
Father, I had been to a gladiator fair for entertainment, and they fought well. I was wondering, how well can you fight?
I assure you, Calvus, I can outdo the gladiators and animal fighters. And thank you for the toga. Sadly, I have come here on a brief visit and shall be returning soon. When I retire, I promise you, you'll have a good parcel of land and a fair pension. But till another few years, etiam manere, stay well and wish me luck.